And I will be back again next week with another very different spooktacular for you. Once again, celebrating Halloween in some sort of sound collage, sonic montage manner. Meanwhile, yeah, let's, let's close things off here a bit with, well, first let's test some.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me. We never give up, you and me. We never ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought, and dressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
So, I wanted to, I did a little rearrangement here, taking care of some public service stuff. So, let's go and test another one here that I want to see.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you.
To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Okay. That was a pitch-bent public service message, making it maybe a little bit scarier. Okay, well, I'm done at this point, and there's no DJ from Smoke Breaks coming in, so we are going to turn things over to Rick Deckard and get some music going before the next DJ comes in. So yes, thanks so much for tuning in, and be back again next week, hopefully.
Someone sets light to the first fire of autumn. We settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Feet to the sun turns into Thank you. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Freeze frame, tidal wave in the passenger side. I'm still a nervous kid after all this time. Can you imagine what it's like to be here with you now? Forget your curse.
You can't jump. They just seem Christian faith where you never been. A zigzag wanderer, a zigzag wanderer. You can dance, you can pray with these old timbers. You are strong beings. You are my shield. Pull away my lance. Zigzag cow. Crazy mile. Zigzag dream. Zigzag dream.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you.
You
on the brain in the shadow of the train.
kiss you all starry-eyed. My body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
the pebbles forgive me, the trees forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
you are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But you
but you.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Thank you. Can I wait on you down there? something's wrong with the morning. He never called to say hello. He never called to say goodbye. Oh, tell me what I was doing wrong, that I was not doing all along. And something tells me, something tells me, something's wrong with the morning today.
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Tune in to WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Please don't ask.
Yo, hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to chart. Say what? Hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to chart. Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on. Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired. Music is supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher? Now tell me your philosophy on exactly what an artist should be. Should they be someone with prosperity and no concept of reality? Now who you know without any flaw?
Who you know without any flaw?
That lives above a spiritual law.
That lives above a spiritual
law. And does anything they feel just because?
As my album sales peak, all I wanted was to sell like 500 and be a ghetto superstar since my first album blunted. I used to work at Foot Locker, they fired me in front it. Or I quit it, now I spit it. However do you want it, now you get it. Writing rhymes in the range with the frames lightly tinted. And send it to your block and have my full name submit it. And if your lines sound like mine, I'm taking a percentage. Unprecedented and still respected when it's vintage. I'm serious, I'm taking over areas in Aquarius. Running red lights with my 10,000 chariots. Jesus Christ was a superstar. You stupid star, they hell you, they nail you. No matter who you are, they'll make you now to take you down. And make you face it. If you slip the bag open, put your pinky in it to taste it.
Yeah. Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop, everything you drop.
Music is supposed to inspire.
Oh, yeah.
So how come we ain't getting no higher?
No higher, no higher.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Where you at now? Where you at now? Where you at now?
This is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, when Carol called my name, I stood up, the room exploded, and I knew that's it, I'll never be the same. That's when the door swung open and the voice said, "We're glad you came." Now I've spent thousands on you, darling, all the hotels and the jets, and I'd pay it all again to have your golden body back in my bed. But I don't miss the poison arrows aimed directly at my bottles, all the models, but clouds in the skies are a whole new way. From desert flowers and gifted children, but it got hard to grow up with your cool hand around my neck.